In South Dakota, the Senate race is extremely tight. Democratic Senator Tim Johnson is facing Republican Congressman John Thune.
I think the question that people have to ask is, what do we get with Tim Johnson in the Senate that we don't already have with Tom Daschle? If you want to add value to the delegation for the, from the Senate from South Dakota, elect John Thune and have somebody that can cross out, reach across those party lines, work with Republicans, work with the White House to get things done. I think that's a very powerful, very effective, and very potent combination for our state.
Joining us to talk about this race is Kurt Nickisch from South Dakota Public Radio. Kurt is in Sioux Falls. Kurt, the race in South Dakota has not seen any great dramatic turns or candidate changes, I guess, but it's been very close all year long.
All year long, and even recently, the two candidates are really taking turns in the lead just by 2 or 3 percentage points, all within the margin of error. Too close to predict by any account.
To what extent is Tom Daschle the big issue in this race? That is, by reelecting Tim Johnson, you just get more of Tom Daschle.
Well, the Democrats certainly contest that. They point out that Tim Johnson, the incumbent Democrat, sits on the Appropriations Committee and has a great deal of influence over some of the public water funding projects and things like that that this state really relies on. And Johnson contests the fact that a better team would be Daschle-Thune, because a Thune victory might very well cost Daschle the majority leadership in the Senate, and it could cost Johnson his appropriation seat. So they see it as a double loss if Thune wins.
Any other big issues out there? The economy, the stock market, and sort of the collapse of everyone's 401k. What other big issues in South Dakota?
I think the big issues tend to be more local issues. There was a drought here that the economic impact was estimated at something like $2 billion. And certainly drought aid from the federal government has been a big issue. Thune's take on that is that there should be assistance from the federal government, but it should be responsible assistance. Johnson's take on it is that it should be declared a natural disaster and should be funding that comes from outside existing farm appropriation. And he often jokes that if droughts were named Drought Hugo or Drought Andrew, that the federal government might come through more quickly.
Thanks, Kurt.
My pleasure.
Kurt Nickisch from South Dakota Public Radio speaking to us from Sioux Falls.